Alrighty. Switching to the regional opportunity, you mentioned that there are several shipments on their way to some countries in Central America and the Caribbean or Caribbean. Can you tell us which countries they're going to and why you guys are focusing on this region right now?
Well, we have a strong distribution network in Central America and in that region, and they had placed orders, and many of them are sitting in our warehouse just waiting to go. Some we are currently printing, but some are sitting, and the work is continuing as they can in the field. Some things are opening up. So our primary prayer here and our primary need here is for these countries, the ports to open and for the cities to open so that our coordinators and contacts can get to the port, get to their agents, get the paperwork done, be ready to receive it. But we have shipments waiting for Honduras, and we have a strong network in Honduras. And of course, Honduras is many of these countries, but particularly Honduras, is really a needy country in many, many ways. We have a shipment waiting to go to a new national coordinator in Guatemala. Our previous coordinator had left the country to do other work, and so this church and ministry has taken over the responsibility. This is their first shipment as our coordinator, so there's kind of a pent-up demand there. And it's just sitting here waiting until we have clearance to go. He's all ready. We've got two shipments going to Panama, one for our coordinator who has been there for years and very faithful, and one for another ministry that's kind of started up there, and they're getting their work going. So we have shipments for Panama. We have shipments for Costa Rica. We have a really well-established coordinator there, and again, that's just waiting. And then we have shipments for Haiti. And the situation in Haiti is just—I just don't know how they do it down there. But we have several coordinators, or several distributors, major distributors, and a coordinator. And the first shipment just got through. They just received it, and our coordinator said it was just amazing that the container left the port and arrived at their place through gunfire and burning cars and rioting and everything. She said it was though God's word just went through, just unharmed and just on God's wings, if you will. And they were so excited. And now we've got another one that we're getting ready to send to her for distribution in the country. We have another contact that's establishing in the north, and our contact has been down there in the country trying to get things going. So we have a lot of material waiting to go to Haiti, and a lot of people just waiting to get the material, and they are so excited about the fact that it's coming because that des there's desperate need there for the word.
And let's talk a little bit more about Haiti. I guess why, what's, I know they've had crisis for such a long time, and that COVID has kind of made it worse, but what's kind of driving these latest problems? Is there anything specific, or is it just kind of the latest chapter?
From what I understand, it's more civil unrest, just frustration with the government not being able to rebuild and not be able to provide for people, and it's just a pent-up frustration with the government and the continuing needs that the people of Haiti have that don't seem to be met. There's been, I'm sure there are reports of corruption, and it just seems to be that. COVID was there, but I don't know how serious that was, and I would hate to speak to it, but it's my understanding that it has been minimal, but it may be because the country has been kind of shut down a bit, or I can't really answer to that, but I do know that it's civil unrest, and it is just after years and years of things just not getting any better, there just seems to be this sense of hopelessness.
And that's definitely why they need God's word and the hope that these scripture booklets can bring. As we look at all the, it's hard to speak, you know, generally about all these different countries, but is there anything you can say about what God is doing in the Central America and Caribbean in that region? Are your partners mainly asking for like evangelism pieces or discipleship, or what's the Spirit doing, and what are you sending to help?
Well, primarily it's evangelism material, and we hear that in spite of lockdowns and in spite of things like Haiti's experiencing and the great need and poverty and in other areas, that there is an openness to the word. People are just seeking, and they've tried so many other things, and they are now more open to receive the word. And in many of these areas, the ministries have found other ways to, as opposed to open street evangelism, they have found other ways. They've combined it with humanitarian aid or schooling or feeding programs, or and so the love of Christ has softened, if you will, in many of these areas where God's people have not just gone behind closed doors to wait for God to open the doors again. They have gone where he has led and looked for new ways. Some of it is digital. Some of it is, you know, through technology. But a lot of it is meeting the needs right down with the humanitarian needs and showing the love of Christ. And with that, the scripture booklets go. For evangelism, but our booklets are all scripture, and they are laid out to describe God's love and his plan of salvation and his desire to have fellowship and the hope that he offers. So there's more than just, it's not just a simple little thing. There's a lot of material there, almost 300 verses in each of our booklets, so that it can be teaching and it can be building up. And it can be for those that have come to Christ. There's teaching in them as well. So, but our people, our contacts are encouraging. They don't just sit down and say, "Okay, we're going to wait until things open." And having found these new venues, I believe the Lord is going to honor what they're doing. And it just seems the people are just looking for any hope.
And one of the things I love most about World Missionary Press is that people can make a difference without, I mean, huge financial investments are great, don't get me wrong, but, you know, people who want to make a difference, but they say, "I can only afford to give $20, like, what can that do?" Can you talk a little bit about some of these different sizes of impact that people can have?
Oh, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked, because this is what's so unique about World Missionary Press. You know, our material is given free around the world, and our small scripture booklets, the little 48-page booklets used for evangelism, they cost us about 4 cents to print. We put a box of 500 together and send it out all over the world, and that'll cost to print it and ship it somewhere around the world is about $25. So you can reach 500 people for $25. And we know from experience and from testimonies over the years that each booklet often will reach a family or more than one person. So God multiplies it around the world. And we are able to do this. We have a great number of volunteers that come regularly and help us in so many ways. And this is just what's unique about World Missionary Press. So when you send us a dollar, we can reach 25 people with the gospel, with a clear presentation of the gospel in their own language, which they may never have seen or heard before. And it's just the greatest bargain in the world.